Morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is October the 8th, 2014. Full moon in Aries. And we are sitting under the Pleiades in the open air with Orion and Cirrus on the horizon and above our head. And the moon just now in full eclipse, red moon in Aries. Let us begin. You're at a very pivotal time. You are seeing things that were hidden for a long time coming out into the open. We know we have told you many times, it is a pivotal time. And in a dance, there are many pivots. In a dance, there are many movements. And in the dance of reality, this is one of those movements. But have you never watched a ice skater or a pair of ice skaters doing their program? There are times when it's sort of, oh, that's nice. And then there's that one movement or that one step that everyone gets up on their feet and goes, wow. Well, this is a wow point. This is one of those points where y'all all look back on it someday and go, wow, something changed that day. Something pivoted on that point. There is the red moon in Aries. Aries is Mars, the red planet. And the idea that it's very masculine, very forceful, the god of war. And yet it is happening during this balance point. Balancing war. What balances war? Peace. Peace. And the idea that you are coming up on an election soon, and that this is a chance to do some more balancing within the United States. And it isn't a balancing between the ideological Democrats and Republicans. That is not what we are talking about. It is the balance of the population being taken into account. You are not just a country of one race, one creed, one color. You are a country of mixed, and the balance has been far too long for one grouping. And now you're going to begin to see those other groupings exerting their influence. Years ago, our vehicle was in a bar, and the waitress had come up with a tray of drinks. And thinking he was being helpful, he picked two drinks up off of the tray. Now, those waitresses among you are probably freaking out right now, because the tray started to go into unbalanced mode and it started to fall. Now our vehicle was very quick on his feet and he put the drinks right back. And everything went back to balance. Because the waitress knew how to shift the drinks when she was taking one off. She would shift the drinks and take one off and shift the drinks and take one off. And that's what's going on right now. Your government, particularly Obama, is trying to figure out how to get the drinks off of the tray without tipping the tray. And that is why he is not just willy-nilly doing all kinds of crazy things that many people are like, oh, Obama should be doing this, should be doing that, if he's true to his ideological convictions. But he's also a smart man. He knows he does would not help to destabilize the entire country, as many who would act in pure ideological would do. And so imagine that. Imagine someone knowing, smart enough to know what balance is, smart enough to know how to shift and change, to get the drinks off the tray without spilling everything. And now imagine a competition between waitresses to see who could put things on the tray and take them off fastest. Imagine a competition of the best waitresses out there. Waiters too. I don't mean to be sexist. Now imagine you do this competition and you find the person who's really the best. We would suggest that is your president. So think about that. We're not going to go into the laxes of the Secret Service. We're not going to go into the idea that he is following the pattern of Abraham Lincoln too much. But it always bothered our vehicle that the guard at the booth in the theater, Ford's Theater, was not at his post. And how did these people get so close? How did this man get into the residence? Makes you wonder. But also know that that's part of the balancing. Remember what we said. You're going to begin to know things. Things are going to come out. Information. And so have your wits about you. Have your wits about you. Because it is all a question now of how to get the drinks off the tray without tipping it. It'd be easy just to rip them all off and watch the drinks just go all over the floor. But do you really want to clean up that mess? No. No. It would not be easy to clean up that mess. Look at an oil spill. Look at the Gulf oil spill. It would have been so much easier if they could have just stopped that thing from ever blowing out in the first place. And they could have. Stitch in Time would have fixed that. The Halliburton people were already brought out. But what did they do? They used inferior techniques and inferior materials. Because they really didn't care. But now you're going to see people caring. That's part of what this moon is about. People stepping up and beginning to care. Getting out of that lethargy that they've been into for the last few years. And so see that happening. See that happening in your own point of view, where you're beginning to wake up and stop being lethargic, if you are. I'm not saying all of you are, but many of you are. And then see it happening in your neighborhood. See it happening among your friends. See it happening among your neighbors. See people really beginning to not only wake up, but speak up. To voice their concerns. To voice their opinions. It's time for those of you who can see that the emperor has no clothes. Those who have been telling you untruths, you will now be able more than ever to see them. And Aries is calling you to act. This conjunction with the Aries that is going on with the moon and the earth right now is very powerful. Very powerful red energies. What is a red energy? What does that mean? What does the red spectrum do to water? Go look it up. You'll be surprised to know what infrareds can do to water. And here you are, a big ball of water. Pivotal time. And always, when you find yourself learning new things, give yourself time to think about it. One of the ideas that should come up now is slow to anger, quick to forgive. Let that be the mantra of the next 6 months, or maybe even 6 years. Slow to anger, quick to forgive. As our vehicle's friend told him many years ago, it is easy to escalate. It's not so easy to de-escalate. Many of you are watching what's going on in the Mideast, and we would suggest that the United States has done a more moderate military maneuvers there, military intervention there. They didn't come in with armies and boots on the ground like some people wanted, because that is an escalation that would be hard to de-escalate. And this grouping out there is not so big. No need to go over the top. So see yourself waking up, see your neighborhood waking up, but also waking up and getting your wits about you before you act. How many of you have woken up so quickly and then stepped around and maybe fallen on something on the floor, or didn't realize you had something connected to you and you tripped because you didn't take the time? Happened to our vehicle once many years ago when he was in England. He was sleeping on a rock and he was awoken very quickly, and he took a step and fell into a thicket of bushes, thorny bushes, and sliced his wrist that day. All he had to do was take a few extra moments to just not move and wake up, and he would have saw that he was about to step into that bush. So take the time to wake up before you move, but also be ready to move. Be ready to take action. Be ready to use that Aries energies to follow your passions, to follow your intellect and your belly. It's not one or the other. Now our vehicle wants to watch the moon, so we must let him go. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.